From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Liberians went to the polls Tuesday to choose between 20 candidates vying to succeed Africa's first female president. It is an election that is already expected to go to a runoff vote because of the crowded field. When the transfer of power takes place, it will be the first of its kind in the nation in more than 70 years. As Nobel Peace Prize winner Ellen Johnson Sirleaf prepares to step aside, there are fears that if the election results are not accepted, the violence of Liberia's past could rise again. Sirleaf led the country's recovery from a 14-year civil war. Catalonia's president, Charles Puigdemont, arrived at the region's parliament Tuesday.
El govern I jo mateix proposem que el Parlament...
Puigdemont proposed that Parliament suspend the effects of the Declaration of Independence and undertake talks with Madrid. He said Catalonia has earned the right to independence. However, a spokesman for Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy said, quote, the government rejects Catalonia's tacit declaration of independence, end quote. He also added there couldn't be a dialogue when the Catalonian leaders had already decided they want secession. The Pentagon says a diplomatic dispute between Turkey and the United States has not affected military operations or personnel out of Turkey, including efforts to defeat Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria. Pentagon spokesman Army Colonel Robert Manning said the Turkish Air Force base in Incirlik continues to fulfill an important role in NATO and coalition efforts. The facility is also used to support U.S. forces from both countries. Follow Voice of America on social media networks for stories, pictures, videos, and more. This is VOA News. Tuesday, Myanmar launched its first bid to improve relations between followers of different religions, since an eruption of deadly violence in August inflamed communal tension and triggered an exodus of some 520,000 Muslims to Bangladesh. Philip Alexio has that story.
Rohingya Muslims are still fleeing more than 6 weeks after Rohingya insurgents attacked security forces in western Myanmar's Rakhine State. The United Nations has denounced a ferocious military crackdown in response to the attacks as ethnic cleansing aimed at driving out Rohingya. Despite growing international condemnation of the refugee crisis, the military campaign is popular in Buddhist-majority Myanmar and has had a surge in recent years. The party of government leader Aung San Suu Kyi took the first step toward trying to calm communal animosity with interfaith prayers at a stadium in the biggest city of Yangon. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Firefighters in the western U.S. state of California are battling more than a dozen wildfires that have killed at least 15 people and sent thousands fleeing from their homes. Anaheim Fire and Rescue spokesman Darren Wyatt describes some of the resources being used to battle the blazes.
Damage assessment in all of the impacted areas is ongoing throughout the day-to-day. We currently have 14 helicopter resources and 6 fixed-wing aircraft resources available for the incident. 1,100 firefighters on scene with more on their way. The fire was fairly inactive last night on the western edge, but was still active on the eastern edge of the fire. That's the main area of concern right now, as we have open area that leads into the Cleveland National Forest.
Wyatt also said that the fires were at 0% containment, noting that the massive perimeters of the fires and the strapped resources of the state were slowly down the response capabilities. Two staff members from the Technical University of Mombasa were killed in Kenya Tuesday when gunmen opened fire on vehicles carrying them and students to their campus. Local police said the identity of the gunmen were unclear and they could either be robbers or militants. Security is poor in the area, but the convoy did have a police escort. The Somali Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab frequently carries out attacks along the Kenyan coast and has been recruiting new members there. A driver and two policemen were also wounded in the attack when 10 men emerged from the bushes and started firing. Police are still investigating. Tokyo Electric Power has received a judgment in a Fukushima district court in that prefecture, saying that the government and it was liable for damages totaling about $4.44 million in the largest class action lawsuit brought over the 2011 nuclear disaster. I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.